And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Despite the president's executive order literally titled Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports, a 6'4" boy with zero volleyball experience just made the freshman team at an Illinois high school, beating out 45 actual girls who've been playing club volleyball for years. The longtime coach quit in disgust, and the girls who made the team are changing in the nurse's office because they're uncomfortable with a teenage boy in their locker room, as they should be. The education department just discovered they're investigating hundreds of schools still pushing gender ideology despite direct orders to stop. Blue states like California and Minnesota are openly defying the law, with Gavin Newsom literally choosing to lose billions in federal funding rather than protect girls. Red states, they're not immune either. Kansas has 4 districts under investigation. Over 21,000 schools still have policies to hide kids' gender confusion from their parents. Meanwhile, Hakeem Jeffries spent his Sunday on CNN calling everything Trump does racist, including efforts to stop the Smithsonian from teaching that work ethic and the nuclear family are white supremacist concepts. Florida just removed a rainbow crosswalk outside the Pulse nightclub, and Democrats are having a complete meltdown, claiming officials snuck into our community in the middle of the night. They snuck into nothing. They removed illegal street graffiti that should have never been there to begin with. In Minneapolis, even Democrats can't stomach their own extremism anymore. The Minnesota DFL just revoked their endorsement of a socialist mayoral candidate after discovering the convention that endorsed him was riddled with fraud. Votes miscounted, delegates mysteriously removed, and candidates improperly eliminated. The candidate also continues to call Somalia home while running for an American office. He wants Minneapolis to be a sanctuary for illegal immigrants and transgender surgeries while cracking down on police. His opponent's campaign called it brazen cheating, which might be the first honest thing a Democrat has said all year. Finally, some actual good news. President Trump just negotiated a deal where America now owns 10% of Intel, which is worth $11 billion, and the country paid nothing for it. Zero. Trump personally negotiated with Intel CEO, and now taxpayers own a massive stake in one of our most important tech companies. This is what actual deal-making looks like, not sending pallets of cash to Iran or funding Pakistani gender surgeries. The government got 433 million shares at a discount, already showing a $1.9 billion gain on paper. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app, and I really would appreciate it if you would do so you can get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.